Hi, this is Jeff from New Concept, and I would like to thank you for taking the time to download this audio clip, which will discuss if it makes sense to use a pre-marked juice deck of playing cards or mark your own cards. If you already listened to the audio track discussing pre-mark versus marking your own luminous decks, you may find some duplication of information. But other issues in this track are unique to juice, so please listen to the full 5-minute track, and I apologize for any duplication of information. I am developing audio tracks as a free educational medium to summarize the information which may be found on the www.marked-cards.com website. So first, let's talk about pre-marked juice cards. Periodically, I get asked if I sell pre-marked cards, and the answer is no. The reason why will be discussed over the next 4 minutes. If you wanted to buy a pre-marked juice deck, the street price in the year 2008 is anywhere from about $25 to $120 per deck, depending upon where you buy it, and most importantly, the quality of the marks. Most decent quality juice decks that I've seen sell in the $60 to $80 price range. And as you may suspect, you get what you pay for with the $25 to $40 decks. But the cheaper decks may be useful for practice in the privacy of your own home, so they do have some purpose. Bear in mind that with New Concept Juice Marker, Juice Dust, or End Dust, it costs less than $5 and about an hour of your time to make a juice deck. This will save you tons of money, but more important than money are the other unique advantages to marking your own cards. Most pre-marked cards use pretty standard marking patterns or simply letters and numbers. This is not very deceptive. If someone bought a pre-marked juice deck, it is likely that it uses these standard marks. Therefore, if you're performing for a knowledgeable audience, your risk of exposure increases. Because juice marks almost magically appear and disappear on the card as you read them, it is important to know where and what marking patterns you're looking for in order to make the marks easy to read. The implication behind this statement is that if you do not know what marking patterns you're looking for or where to look, the marks would almost be impossible to detect. This is the reason why some of my own customers could fool me with my own juice products. They spend time practicing to read subtle marks and drawing their own marking patterns. They would not use letters or numbers. Since I did not know what I was looking for, I was not sure if I saw marks or if I simply had seen shadows or an optical illusion on the card. Then if I look too closely, the marks disappear. Some people carry this deception to another level by not marking each card for value and suit. They simply mark all the picture cards and tens using the same pattern. Maybe they're doing a gambling demonstration for blackjack, or maybe they'll only mark the high cards for a poker demonstration. Suits are also frequently ignored. Another strategy would be to mark only the cards which are not valuable, such as the low cards. In that way, if you do not see the mark on a card, then by default, you know it's a high card. Since most people apply marks to the cards they want to know, such as aces and kings, then leaving the valuable cards unmarked will fool those people, quote-unquote, in the know, who are looking for marks on the aces and kings. This is an example of reverse psychology and will fool people that are looking for marks on the cards. Another important reason why professionals prefer to mark their own cards is that they could tune their marks to the lighting conditions in the room. Since different people perceive juice shade differently, a pre-marked juice deck may either be too hard to read or conversely, too obvious under different lighting conditions. By marking your own cards, you can make the most deceptive and easiest to read marks specifically designed for you to be used in your own unique working environment. With a little experimentation, you will easily be able to determine how much juice you need to mark your cards in dim, medium, or bright light. One final note. Some playing card back designs work better for traditional juice-style marking patterns explained in the New Concept manuscript, while other playing card back designs are easier to read when juice is used to make tint work-style marking patterns. In either case, since you will own the juice solution in a marker, juice dust, or end dust, you will have complete control over the marking patterns to use as well as control over the mark's intensity, which will vary depending upon your level of experience and lighting conditions. These marking patterns and tons of ideas are included with color photographs in the New Concept manuscript. Marking your own cards also allows you to make flash-style marking patterns using flash dust. But flash marking patterns should only be used by experienced people who can readily read juice marks quickly and easily. Be aware that contrary to what you may think, learning to read juice marks which you make is easier than trying to learn to read a pre-marked juice deck. This is because you could start learning by making the marks on your cards a little bit darker than they should be. And as you learn to read marks more quickly, you can make them lighter and lighter and more subtle until you reach the point where the marks are completely invisible to everybody except for you. Of course, the optional juice-enhancing sunglasses could speed up the learning process even more because it makes the marks easier to read for beginners. Bear in mind that a major advantage of New Concept is that our products are very easy to use and come with a signed and numbered comprehensive manuscript with color photographs giving you tons of ideas that you can mix and match, as well as with video clips showing you exactly how simple it is to mark your own cards in about an hour. Note: it is important to know that New Concept cannot endorse the use of its products for gambling or any illegal activity. We design the world's finest technology for professional magicians, mentalists, and consultants who demonstrate gambling techniques only for educational purposes. Obviously, New Concept cannot control how people actually use its products, so for all customers with less than honorable intentions, let your conscience be a guide. New Concept reserves the right not to sell to customers who tell us that they will be using our products for illegal activity. Thank you so much for listening, and please feel free to listen to the other audio clips as well as visit the website, www.marked-cards.com. Bye-bye.